रहिएगा, चलते हैं हम टॉप ऑफ टावर्स की जाने।
Muslim Welfare Canada has made a concerted effort to lead the fight against child labor, poverty, and illiteracy in third world countries. Through the generous support of our donors, over 400 children, both girls and boys, receive free, good quality education. Help educate a needy child for just $1 a day or $30 per month. Donate generously. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो साज आवाज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7। हमारे रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या फिर आज ही eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप अपने स्मार्टफोन में डाउनलोड कीजिए। eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं। इसके अलावा आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए, बिल्कुल फ्री।
صدق الله العظيم
الله الله الرحمن الله
فله الأسماء الحسنى صدق الله العظيم
الله
الباطن الرافع المعيد المثير السميع البصير الحكم العليم المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواحد الباقي الواحد الصمد القادر المبتدئ المقدم المؤخر الاول الاخر
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो साज आवाज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7 हमारी रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या फिर आज ही eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप अपने स्मार्टफोन में डाउनलोड कीजिए। eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं। इसके अलावा आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री।
फैजान-ए-मोहम्मद हर शख्स की गर्दन पे है एहसान-ए-मोहम्मद हर शख्स की गर्दन पे है एहसान-ए-मोहम्मद हर सिमत नजर आता है फैजान-ए-मोहम्मद हर सिमत नजर आता है फैजान-ए-मोहम्मद मुमकिन नहीं मुझसे हो बयां शान-ए-मोहम्मद जिब्रील अमी रहते थे दरबान-ए-मोहम्मद हर दौर में बातिल ने बहुत जोर लगाया लेकिन न बुझी मशाल-ए-कुरान-ए-मोहम्मद उम्मत में अबू बकर कसानी नहीं कोई जो पास था सब कर दिया कुर्बानी मोहम्मद हर शख्स की गर्दन पे है एहसान-ए-मोहम्मद हर सिमत नजर आता है फैजान-ए-मोहम्मद इस्लाम की अजमत को उमर ने है बढ़ाया हर मुल्क में फैला दिया फरमान-ए-मोहम्मद उस्मान ने इरशाद नबी सामने रखा सींचा है लहू देके जो बुस्तान-ए-मोहम्मद हैदर की शुजात हो के हमजा की शहादत दोनों में नजर आई हमेशा ने मोहम्मद हर शख्स की गर्दन पे है एहसान-ए-मोहम्मद हर सिमत नजर आता है फैजान-ए-मोहम्मद करता है वो अशआर में भी जिक्र सहाबा जो भी है हकीकत में सना खान-ए-मोहम्मद बढ़ती ही रही शान रफाना लक जिक्रक अल्लाह की रहमत है निगहबान-ए-मोहम्मद ऐ मेरे खुदा तुझसे ये दानिश की दुआ है छूटे न कभी हाथ से दामान-ए-मोहम्मद हर शख्स की गर्दन पे है एहसान-ए-मोहम्मद हर सिमत नजर आता है फैजान-ए-मोहम्मद हर शख्स की गर्दन पे है एहसान-ए-मोहम्मद
आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो साज आवाज ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7 हमारी रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या फिर आज ही eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप अपने स्मार्टफोन में डाउनलोड कीजिए eawaz टीवी को आप तमाम IPTV बॉक्सेस पर देख सकते हैं इसके अलावा आज ही रोकू ऐप अपने स्मार्ट टीवी में डाउनलोड कीजिए बिल्कुल फ्री। HearMax लेकर आए हैं अल्टीमेट हियरिंग सॉल्यूशन विद वर्ल्ड स्मॉलेस्ट एडवांस एंड डिजिटल हियरिंग एड्स, वो भी सबसे कम कीमत में। किसी भी हियरिंग एड की खरीदारी पर बिना किसी फिकर के 3 साल की वारंटी भी हासिल कीजिए। फ्री नो ऑब्लिगेशन हियरिंग टेस्ट के लिए आज ही कॉल कीजिए HearMax। सर्व करते हैं GTA में 2 लोकेशन से,
जेन एग्लिंटन या फिर दंदास एरंडेल के इंटरसेक्शन पर। 4167928792 HearMax 4167928792।
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ? ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ। ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ। ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ, ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ। ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ। ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਸਰਵਿਸ, ਤੇਜ਼, ਸੇਵਲ ਤੇ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ।
घर लेना हो या फिर लिस्ट करना हो, हर फॉर्म सफर को कॉल करो।
इन्वेस्टमेंट करने का घर हो इरादा,
हर फॉर्म सफर को कॉल करो।
बरसों से जाना पहचाना काबिले एतमाद नाम रियल स्टेट की किसी भी जरूरत के लिए कॉल कीजिए 6478986245 6478986245 सिटी स्केप रियल स्टेट की।
इंश्योर प्रो फाइनेंशियल सर्विस से फजल बतू, जिनका है 27 साल से लाइफ इंश्योरेंस इंडस्ट्री का एक्सपीरियंस। आजकल के दौर में तो कुछ भी फ्री नहीं मिलता, इवन मशवरा भी। सवाल छोटा हो या बड़ा, आप कॉल कर लीजिए, मशवरे की कोई फीस नहीं। चाहे लेनी हो लाइफ इंश्योरेंस, क्रिटिकल, डिसेबिलिटी, ट्रैवल और अदर इंश्योरेंस, टैक्स प्लानिंग और रिटायरमेंट प्लानिंग के लिए, देर ना करें कि इससे पहले देर हो जाए। फजल वदूद को कॉल कर लीजिए 6472864285 6472864285।
अस्सलाम वालेकुम, मैं शबाहत अली फ्रॉम मेगा मनी एक्सचेंज। हम तकरीबन 18 साल से मनी ट्रांसफर का काम कर रहे हैं। अगर आपको पाकिस्तान पैसे भेजने हैं या मंगवाने हैं तो हमसे रابطہ कायम करें। हमारा फ़ोन नंबर है 9052794754 और हमारा एड्रेस है 4196 कॉथरा रोड, मिसिसागा।
आप अगर ट्रक ड्राइवर हैं या स्मॉल बिजनेस ओनर, डॉक्टर हैं, डेंटिस्ट हैं, आईटी कॉन्ट्रैक्टर या आप ऊबर ड्राइवर, किसी भी किस्म की टैक्स सर्विसेज के लिए अली सैयद CPA पूरे GTA में सर्विस देते हैं, खुसूसन मिसिसागा, ब्रैम्पटन, मिल्टन। आज ही कॉल कीजिए 6477861216 6477861216।
A harsh but true reality is that clean drinking water is inaccessible to many people living in third world countries. With the support of our donors, Muslim Welfare Canada has been successful in providing clean water through the digging of water wells and the installation of hand pumps for people living in remote and desert regions. Donate a well for $2,500 or a hand pump for $800. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
ਫੈਲਣ ਤੋਂ ਰੋਕੋ। COVID-19 ਜਾਨਲੇਵਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ, ਹੁਣੇ ਕੀਤਾ ਅਮਲ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਚਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। COVID-19 ਦਾ ਫੈਲਾਅ ਰੋਕਣ ਲਈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠਿਆਂ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ। ਘਰ ਵਿਚ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਹੀ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਹੈ। ਘਰ ਰਹਿਣ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ, ਦੋਸਤ ਅਤੇ ਗੁਆਂਢੀ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਅਤ ਰਹਿਣਗੇ। ਆਪਣਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਨਿਭਾਓ, ਘਰ ਰਹੋ। ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ontario.ca/coronavirus ਉੱਤੇ ਜਾਓ। ਇੰਟੈਰੀਓ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਰੀ।
ये है साज़ आवाज़ ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7 और आप सुन रहे हैं रमजान अल मुबारक की खुसूसी नशरियात। हमारी रेडियो OTV की नशरियात लाइव 24 घंटे eawaz.com पर सुनी और देखी जा सकती है, या फिर डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री eawaz ऑफिशियल ऐप एंड्रॉइड और एप्पल पर। आइए अब सुनते हैं रमजान अल मुबारक के हवाले से एक खास प्रोग्राम। ये प्रोग्राम इस्लामिक फाउंडेशन टोरंटो के तआवुन से पेश किया जा रहा है। आप इस प्रोग्राम को रेडियो के अलावा ई आवाज TV और फेसबुक ई आवाज पर लाइव देख सकते हैं।
अल्लाह Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Mateen Khan, and I am on the Majlis Ashura at the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. I have been on the board for almost 2 years now. I joined in September 2018, and it's been my pleasure to serve the community that the Islamic Foundation serves for these almost 2 years. I've also had the unique opportunity and advantage of growing up in this masjid and being a part of this community for well over 35 years. Alhamdulillah, last year was a big year for us at Islamic Foundation. We just celebrated our 50th anniversary, 50 years in existence, which was a landmark achievement. And mashallah, one of the oldest Islamic organizations in the nation. The Islamic Foundation of Toronto offers many programs and offers many services. Among them is the standard 5 times daily prayers, along with Eid prayers and Juma prayers. Obviously, at this time, due to the current situation with the pandemic, it's become very difficult for us to offer any of these prayers. But we do look forward to opening this back up to our congregation when the authorities and the people in the positions in government and the medical field allow us to do so. We miss our congregation. We miss our musallis. We look forward to connecting with them again in the house of Allah in the masjid. And inshallah, we pray that then sometime soon. We also offer funeral services, especially at this time with this pandemic being sort of ravaging our community, ravaging the country and globally. This is a major fard kifaya that we offer among other masajid in the GTA. We're one of very few who offer this service on the east side of the city, but alhamdulillah, we continue to do so even in the midst of this. We have one of the top funeral services, and that includes a full service of pickup, ghusl, and burial services. We have multiple Ramadan programs. Currently, the Ramadan programs are being offered virtually online. But in normal circumstances, the Ramadan programming includes Taraweeh Salat, which is every night, where we offer 20 rak'ah after Salatul Isha. And we offer suhoor services, where we feed many members of our community. Sometimes, and especially in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, those numbers can go upwards of 500 people. And we also offer iftar services every night. And again, sometimes we're seeing numbers well over 1,000 of our beloved community members come and partake in the meals that are being served. Also, we offer zakah, sadqa, and fitra collection disbursement services, both online and at the masjid. Again, these services are critical and crucial to those who are sort of in need, and we provide and have been providing those services for decades. Another big component of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto is the full-time Khiratul Quran and Hifz program. We have over 15 years of this program being offered, where the Hifz, Nazira, and Quran and Khiratul Quran education, including Tajweed, Hadith, Fiqh, Dua, Akhlaq, teaching 449 participants, registered for the 2020 competition. Alhamdulillah, to date, we have 249 boys and 53 girls, sisters, who have graduated from the Hifz and as Hafiz and Hafidha. Currently, we have 56 boys and we have 38 sisters or girls who are enrolled in the full-time Hifz school. IFT has 10 teaching staff, and they are, you know, the best Hifz teachers in the GTA. Alhamdulillah. We also offer evening madarasa, and you know, it has 360 students, 23 teachers providing the best of religious teachings. Alhamdulillah, to date we have 500 boys and girls have completed their Quran as a result of this evening madaris. Not to mention, also we have the evening HIVS program. We have 25 boys enrolled and 6 girls who have completed their HIVS. To date, there are 120 students enrolled in the evening HIVS program. This is a part-time HIVS program that, alhamdulillah, is also quite well enrolled. We also have the Sunday school. Sunday school is quite popular. My son also participates in this program. Alhamdulillah, he is very excited about it. He enjoys it, and he enjoys connecting with the other students in the class. Right now, the Sunday school is quite well attended. There's about 591 students enrolled, and there are 42 teachers serving the Sunday school. The Sunday school runs from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. There is the annual Youth Tarbiyah Conference that's conducted by IFT Youth. Last year, this conference was held over the Thanksgiving long weekend in October. Alhamdulillah, it was a program that enjoyed very great success in the past. And alhamdulillah, we kickstarted it again last October after, I think, 7 years of it not being offered. But alhamdulillah, we look forward to sort of reconnecting with our youth in our community and serving them through this program. The other programs that Islamic Foundation offers is the Seerah program, which is the lectures on the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our prophet. May Allah be pleased with him. We also offer a program on the significance of Muharram in Islam and the Haram in Islam. We have weekly halakhas that are conducted every Wednesday by our beloved Sheikh Yusuf Badat, who you have heard from earlier. And that is an ongoing weekly program that many people attend and derive much benefit from. We also offer religious counseling. This is provided to couples, parents, and youth. And this is offered on a 24/7 basis, 365 days a year. We also have a pretty robust and vibrant seniors program. Every Wednesday, it's a weekly program that is taking place, awareness sessions on exercise, mental health, illness, family members, recreation, activities, including excursions, etc. Many of our seniors who attend that program, and I'll provide a little more information on that further, but many of our seniors who attend that program are quite happy with it in terms of the level of engagement that it provides them in the house of Allah and the masjid setting. And alhamdulillah, may Allah continue to reward our employees and our volunteers and our staff who continue to deliver this program. We also have the Fountain of Youth Education program. We're in the 13th year of this program, where we offer free tutoring classes that are conducted by 25 volunteers, teachers every Friday for the youth and mature adults. For example, students who need academic help, moral development, discipline, behavior, the Arabic language teaching, French language, computer skills, mathematics, science, sewing, cooking, and other basics. We offer video streaming of IFT's events and programs through our website, our online portal at www.islamicfoundation.ca. And we also offer weekly Saturday hot meal program. Right now, this program is in its 15th year, and I will provide a little more information on this program later. Alhamdulillah, that is a very thriving operation, a very thriving program that our brothers and sister volunteers offer their time for. They come every Saturday morning diligently and passionately and serve those in our community and those who are sort of living amongst us, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, to serve them hot meals every week. We also do collection of qurbani meat for the poor, and that is a regular ongoing service that IFT provides. And then we also have a pretty popular program, which is the free tax filing service. That's been around since 2008, so it would have been its 12th year this year if it wasn't for sort of the situation globally and currently we have with a pandemic. But it is a thriving program that my cousin and other family members have taken advantage of. It's been around, as I said, since 2008. There are 25 volunteers. And over this 2008 till now period, They've filed a whopping 1,266 returns. And that was just in 2019. And that was for the low-income, high-risk families with services provided at the YMCA, Unity Health, St. Mike, St. Joseph, Providence, Regent Park, Taibu Center, as an outreach towards non-Muslim as well. We also offer full security personnel and security cameras on site for the protection of our students, our employees, our staff, our volunteers, and our congregation. We have security at the gate before you enter, and then we have security as well inside the building, alhamdulillah. We also have the IFS academic schools in both Scarborough and Ajax locations. The IFS Scarborough has 448 enrolled students, with 182 students at Durham or Ajax location. The Scarborough location secured and ranked number one in the EQAO amongst the 3,000 or so Ontario schools that was ranked by the Fraser Institute. This was back in 2017. And the IFS participates in Muslim interscholastic tournament, mathematics competition, Spelling Bee Canada, and many other academic programs. Very active in that, alhamdulillah. In terms of our projects, there are many projects as an organization as large as ours has to undertake. We've replaced the roof of the 441 Avenue and replaced four large air conditioning units. That happened last year. It was a major endeavor, a major project. Alhamdulillah, we were able to do it with the support of the community. Obviously, nothing we do can be done without two things. One is the support of Allah, and then secondly, obviously, our dear Musallis and our congregants, our congregation helps. Other projects include the IFS Durham Circular Driveway and installation of a children's playground. Again, that was done just last year. It was sort of outstanding work that was long overdue, but alhamdulillah, we were able to do this for the benefit of our community. The IFS Durham or Ajax location, you know, we have a new unit installed and we've replaced the old aged pump for flood control. Again, a very much needed and long overdue repair that had to happen that alhamdulillah, just in the last year, we were able to accomplish and achieve. We also have other energy savings initiatives implemented at both Scarborough and the Durham location. The installation of additional privacy, additional security cameras, emergency lockdown procedures, and action plans are also in place. So alhamdulillah, as you can see, there are many sort of activities and programs that IFT offers, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto offers. All of this is done by the generous donation and done by the generous support of our phenomenal community members. And alhamdulillah, we're blessed and we are very lucky to be serving this community. Alhamdulillah, in terms of the other information that I alluded to previously, I will quickly wrap that part up before turning it over. You know, alhamdulillah, as we're in this month of Ramadan, it's a blessed month, a very sacred month. And alhamdulillah, we have had the opportunity, Allah has given us the opportunity to enjoy it once again. We have many longtime contributors at our foundation who, you know, some of whom were with us very recently, some of them as recently as the last Ramadan or the few Ramadans prior who are no longer with us. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention them. But brothers Hassan Maki, Saudin Khan, Muqtada Qureshi, as all among the names that were mentioned, who are sort of helping and were key to the development of the foundation. May Allah have mercy on their souls. Also, as part of our Majlis Ashura, there are many hardworking, diligent folks. Brother Akbar Warsi is our president. Brother Javed Khan, who helped sort of organize this program, is also a longtime contributor. And builder and pioneer, brothers Khusro Khan, Hasnain Akhtar, Hakim Beg, and Shah Khadri are all other members of the Majlis Ashura, many of whom have been involved for well over 10, 15 years and have seen this organization through very many difficult times, alhamdulillah. I'm grateful for their support. Also, we have a phenomenal board of trustees. We have Asad Malik. We have my father, Khalil Khan. We have as well Sayyid Uzuman and Brother Shafiq, Uncle Shafiq, and Abid, Uncle Abid Sayed, who is the chairman of the trustees. So alhamdulillah, we're grateful for their going support as well. Now, we have, alhamdulillah, a very massive prayer hall. Alhamdulillah, we get well over 700 to 1,000 people going in there between the men, women, and children who come daily to, every Friday for Jummah. And also during Ramadan, we see these types of numbers for Taraweeh, Isha Salah. And, you know, there are many programs, as I alluded to in the first section of this, whether it's our, you know, evening Quran classes or Sunday school that I mentioned, or the Fountain of Youth tutorials, to our international relief support efforts, to the sponsorship and settlement with Syrian refugees. It's truly an end-to-end full-service institution that's unrivaled. All of this is only possible, again, by the mercy of Allah and the generous support of our congregation. We also offer during Ramadan, typically, obviously this year is a bit of an outlier, we offer itikaf services where we see typically 60 or so brothers who leave the comforts of their home and take up residence in the masjid while on itikaf, standing all night for tarawih and then in qiyam for prayers. As far as the hot soup kitchen, I did promise to sort of provide a little more information. As mentioned, the hot soup kitchen is in its 15th year since its inception, and it has doled out some 380,000 plus meals during its time. So I would imagine now it's probably closer to 400,000 meals to those families and individuals who are less fortunate and needy. Having volunteered in that program myself in the past, I can personally attest to its value and to its virtue and the impact that it has to all, not just those who are being served, but those who are serving as well. As I mentioned earlier about the seniors program, Brother Yusuf Khan is another sort of pioneer who's involved, and the seniors program has about 100 or so seniors who attend that program on a regular weekly basis every Wednesday, as I mentioned. Sister Sajida Khan is the one who sort of coordinates that program, but there are many contributors to that program. Brother Shafiq, as I mentioned, Uncle Abid, as I mentioned, Sister Jamila and Sister Zulaikha are sort of the real sort of figureheads and leaders of a lot of the program and the work that happens in that program as well. You know, the seniors who attend these programs speak so highly of the fellowship and camaraderie that they share in that program, and how it gives them a platform to congregate, to socialize, and discuss how well that program is for their overall well-being. And this is terribly important, specifically now in light of the current situation where many of our seniors are housebound. Alhamdulillah, may Allah allow the masajid to open again, specifically all of the masajid and IFT, so that we can continue to deliver these programs. In terms of the tax clinic, as I mentioned earlier, Brother Solomon Jameer and his team runs a very popular tax clinic. He runs for about 3 months every year, and it's focused on the group that I had mentioned earlier. Our youth committee as well, it's another vibrant group being led by Brother Hanzala, who is the president of that group, and a lot of good work. Brother Hanzala and Sister Aisha are the co-presidents of the youth committee. They do tremendous work. They offer a lot of programs that come out of there, whether it's sort of religious, whether it's mental health, whether it's on this to help those who are needy or less fortunate. They continue to provide a very essential service. They also deploy the carnivals that we have for Eid or any sort of other programs that we have related to that. Alhamdulillah, been blessed over the last 2 years to have a frontline look into the work that this dynamic youth committee does, and the partnerships that the youth team has formed with various other masajid in the GTA. It's a great number of them, and the future looks quite bright for them because of their hard work and dedication, mashallah. So with all of that said, I think you have a good sense over this last 20 or so minutes that I have been speaking, that the IFT, the Islamic Foundation, is an organization that is, as I said earlier, 50 years old. It is a very established organization, and it is a very well-respected and regarded organization. Never more than now does the IFT need support, you know, from a funding perspective. With the lockdown and the shutdown happening during this blessed month of Ramadan, this is typically a month where we, as an organization, get a good number of our funding for the year, somewhere between 70 to 75% or so. Daily operating expenses and our needs are met through the kind donations and support that we receive from our community. That being said, the community can continue to donate online and virtually through our website. There are many other portals. We also are offering many programs online. All you have to do is go to our website, islamicfoundation.ca, to see what programs are being offered. Our Sheikh Badat is delivering daily programs on any number of topics that are dedicated and focused on our youth, our elders, and everyone in between. Alhamdulillah, it's been a great honor to have this opportunity. I encourage everybody who watches this to donate generously, especially in this month, where our hasanat and our the ajr and the sawab is multiplied manyfold. And on that note, I will conclude my message. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Now, as we conclude this session, I want to also appeal on to you, all of you listeners, as well as viewers, on behalf of the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. As many of you know, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto is one of the oldest organizations. Some of you have participated earlier this earlier last year, a few months back, at the 50th anniversary for Islamic Foundation, meaning the foundation has been around for more than 50 years in Toronto. And there was a time, as the elders in the community tell me, that Islamic Foundation was one of the only masjids. And over time, mashallah, the masjid has provided endless service and continues to do so. And this is, excuse me, alhamdulillah, this is only possible with your contributions, with your presence, your contributions, your volunteerism, and all the support that you have provided over the years to the Islamic Foundation of Toronto. So, you know, and brothers and sisters, all of you are aware that every masjid is in a very difficult position, particularly with this COVID-19 situation, where we don't have the congregation coming in. The general fund stream to the masjid is through Friday collection, is through Ramadan collection, is through various programs where parents, where community members, where local community members, etc., they come and they attend the congregational programs and the events. And at the same time, they also contribute. Now, because of the COVID-19 situation, we are in a very sad state that masajid are closed throughout the world. And the masajid need to be maintained. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares the high position of a masjid in the verses of the Quran. So the appeal to you and I is that we contribute generously. This is the month of Ramadan. You will be getting tremendous rewards and blessings, multiplied blessings and rewards. And as the ulama explain, in light of various hadith and various verses of the Quran, that the one who maintains the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will maintain them. The one who cares for the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will care for them. The one who looks after the masjid and its needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look after them, their families' needs, their business needs as well. And as the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, said, الْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. The upper hand is far better than the lower hand. What this means is that the giving hand is far better than the receiving hand. The generous hand is far better than the hand that withdraws. Every night and every morning, every day, there are two angels that are specifically appointed to make dua. And one of the duas they make is Allahumma a'ti munfikan khalafa. That, O Allah, the one who spends generously, give them manyfold in returns. So this is a blessed moment. The masjid needs you. And there are expenses that need to be taken care of, in particular the bills, the utility bills. Right now, sanitation is going on. There's various upgrades that are going on in the masjid. We recently completed various programs in terms of projects, such as the roof repair, such as the stair repair. All of this is possible with your contributions. So the masjid needs you. Please do donate generously. The Prophet ﷺ gives us a promise. He tells us, "Ma naqasat malum min sadaqa," that sadaqa, charity, generosity by giving, it does not decrease our wealth in any way, shape, or form. Rather, what happens is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us barakah and blessings. He increases our wealth. This is a month of giving. As I said earlier, أَجْوَدُ النَّاسِ وَأَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. The Prophet ﷺ was very generous, but his generosity was at its peak in the blessed month of Ramadan. So we want to give, even though we may be in challenging situations. And an appeal that is being made on behalf of the masjid, the board members, the committee members, the management team, the volunteers, the staff, they are all asking each and every one of you to at least donate $1 a day. By doing so, this is $365. If we have approximately 1,600 brothers and sisters out there who are donating $1 a day, then this will easily take care of the masjid expenses for an entire year. We have our full-time school. We have, right now it's online. We have full-time HIVS program. That's also online right now because of the COVID-19 situation. We have senior services. We have currently the meal services being provided where those who are in difficult positions and they don't have meals, we provide meals to shelters and various other needy individuals. So these are all various programs you are aware about, and the masjid needs you. The masjid is making an appeal to you, and we must respond. And as I said, if we respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's call, then we will attain the response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our call. So again, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto request from each and every one of you to contribute generously. And because the masjid is closed, you won't be able to come and drop your donation off at the masjid. But we are requesting all of you to visit islamicfoundation.ca, the website islamicfoundation.ca. And by visiting, you will see that there is a link to donate. You click the link and inshallah donate generously with your contributions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you tremendously, give you barakah in your families, in your businesses, in all your occupations. And Allah will make dua. You know, when you give sadaqah, when you give charity, when you give lillah, make intentions that, oh Allah, I am giving with this intention in mind. Oh Allah, I am giving to overcome this sickness, to overcome this problem in my life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you in that. Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, a great tabi'i, a student of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him and said that, "I visited every doctor in the vicinity and I have a fatal illness. I feel that there's no way out. People came to you and they mentioned to me that you're a person that people come to and you give pertinent advice. So I'm asking for advice." So Hassan al-Basri clarified with him that you went to every doctor and you didn't get any relief or treatment. They said it could not be treated. So he said, "Here's a prescription for you. Give generously with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the intention that Allah give you recovery from your illness." So after some time, the individual returned to Hassan al-Basri and said that, "I have recovered and my sickness has gone down." So therefore, what we learn from this is charity has a very powerful effect, result. So when we help the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us. When we support the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah supports our house. Allah takes care of us. So this is the system of Allah. Sunnatullahi allati qad khalat min qabl. I don't like to beg and ask anyone. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, it reminds me of one thing he said. He said, I never ask for myself, but I ask for Allah's deen, for Allah's religion. So if it wasn't for the masjid, if it wasn't for the services of the religion that take place in the masjid, then we wouldn't be asking you. But the board members, myself, etc., we are appealing to all of you because this is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the system that وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. We ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His blessings, and we support His cause. So please do donate generously in this blessed month of Ramadan by visiting islamicfoundation.ca and contribute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, keep you happy, and in His blessings. And until next time, Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
حق الله والله يا الله والله حق الله يا الله حق الله والله يا الله والله
آپ سن رہے ہیں ریڈیو ساز آواز براڈ کاسٹنگ سروس 24/7 ہماری ریڈیو او ٹی وی کی سروس کے لیے وزٹ کیجیے eawaz.com یا پھر آج ہی eawaz آفیشیل ایپ اپنے اسمارٹ فون میں ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے. eawaz ٹی وی کو آپ تمام آئی پی ٹی وی باکسز پر دیکھ سکتے ہیں. اس کے علاوہ آج ہی روکو ایپ اپنے اسمارٹ ٹی وی میں ڈاؤن لوڈ کیجیے بالکل فری.
کووڈ 19 کے اس مشکل دور میں سٹی آف برامپٹن اپنے بزرگوں اور سینئرز کے لیے گروسریز یا دوائیوں کی ترسیل کے لیے مدد کر رہی ہے. آپ سے گزارش ہے کہ پیل پبلک ہیلتھ کی نصیحت پر عمل کریں اور گھر پر رہیں. 311 پر کال کریں یا covid19seniors@brampton.ca پر ای میل کریں چاہے گروسریز منگوانی ہوں یا دوائیاں. 10 بجے اپریل کی 30 تاریخ کو رجسٹر کریں سینئرز ٹیلی فون ٹاؤن ہال کے لیے یا پھر 311 پر کال کر کے آپ جان سکتے ہیں کہ سٹی آف برامپٹن کس طرح بزرگوں کی مدد کر سکتا ہے.
ایشین فوڈ سینٹر 9057931338 آپ کے کچن کی تمام ضروریات ایک ہی چھت تلے. فروٹس اینڈ ویجیٹیبلز، گروسریز اینڈ سٹیبلز، بریڈ، ڈیری اینڈ ایگ، بیوریج اینڈ کنفیکشنری، برانڈیڈ فوڈز، پرسنل کیئر اینڈ ہاؤس ہولڈ، سویٹس اینڈ سموسہز. Order now for in-store free pickup. 9057931338. Home delivery is also available. Asian Food Center. 9057931338. Asian Food Center.
Kar lena ho ya phir list karna ho, har farm safar ko call karo.
Teen investment karne ka ghar ho irada,
har farm safar ko call karo.
برسوں سے جانا پہچانا قابل اعتماد نام ریئل اسٹیٹ کی کسی بھی ضرورت کے لیے کال کیجیے 6478986245 6478986245 سٹی اسکیپ ریئل اسٹیٹ کی.
کھانے کا انتظام تو بہت ہی زبردست ہے اور مینیو بھی کمال کا ہے, بنایا بھی کتنا لذیذ ہے.
یہ سب کمال ہے کرنانا ہٹ کا. دعوت ہو تو کیٹرنگ بہت خوب کرتے ہیں, اور اگر ویسے باہر کھانا کھانے کو دل چاہے تو سمجھو ہر عمر کی پسند کرنانا ہٹ پر موجود. اور ہاں ایک اور بات, اس کھانے کے بعد گارنٹیڈ نو ہارٹ برن.
کرنانا ہٹ کا مجھے بھی نمبر دیں, ہمارے یہاں کوئی نہ کوئی مہمان آتا ہی رہتا ہے.
کرنانا ہٹ مسز ساگا میں, بس کال کر لیجیے 9054058383.
ڈاکٹر مجیب قاضی آپ کے فیملی ڈینٹسٹ. دانت نکلوانے ہیں, لگوانے ہیں, کراؤنز ہیں, بریجز ہیں, ایون اگر امپلانٹس یا بریسز لگوانا چاہتے ہیں تو برامپٹن میں ہینسن اور کوئنز کے انٹرسیکشن پہ, اور اب سگما ڈینٹل کلینک ولیمز پارک وے اینڈ کرائسلر کے انٹرسیکشن پہ. بہترین ڈینٹسٹ تمام انشورنس پلان کو ایکسپٹ کرتے ہیں. اپوائنٹمنٹ بنائیے گا, ساز و آواز کا حوالہ دے کے ڈسکاؤنٹ حاصل کیجیے گا. ڈاکٹر مجیب قاضی آپ کے فیملی ڈینٹسٹ 9054578661.
Muslim Welfare Canada has made a concerted effort to lead the fight against child labor, poverty and illiteracy in third world countries. Through the generous support of our donors, over 400 children, both girls and boys, receive free, good quality education. Help educate a needy child for just $1 a day or $30 per month. Donate generously. Call 1-866-754-3111 or visit mwcanada.org.
سونا یعنی گولڈ خریدنا یا بیچنا ہے تو ایک قابل اعتماد نام روبی جیولرز یاد رکھیے گا. اسلم یا اکرام بھائی سے ملاقات کیجیے گا. ہاتھ کے بنے ہوئے یا مشینی زیورات, اتنی ویرائٹی ہے چوڑیوں اور کروں میں, چینز میں. آپ سونے کی خریداری کے لیے ایک با اعتماد نام روبی جیولرز. विजिट जरूर कीजिएगा। प्रोग्राम का रेफरेंस देंगे तो डिस्काउंट भी है और सोने की रिपेयर कोई चार्ज नहीं। रूबी ज्वेलर्स 7086 एयरपोर्ट रोड मॉल्टन में, रूबी ज्वेलर्स।
नायग्रा फॉल की सैर करने के बाद जाइए टेस्ट ऑफ बॉम्बे, ऑथेंटिक पाकिस्तानी एंड इंडियन हलाल कुजीन, वेज नॉन वेज बारबेक्यू आइटम्स और खास आइटम कीमे वाले पराठे। एंजॉय करें ताजा मजेदार और दिलकश माहौल में। टेस्ट ऑफ बॉम्बे इन नायग्रा फॉल्स 5780 फेरी स्ट्रीट नायग्रा फॉल्स 905-357-5946 905-357-5946।
कहीं मॉर्गेज नहीं मिल रही, झटपट मॉर्गेज दिला के सारी मुश्किल कर देंगी आसान। 11 साल से ज्यादा तजर्बा और एक भरोसामंद नाम। हर किस्म की रेजिडेंशियल या कमर्शियल मॉर्गेज के लिए मॉर्गेज अलायंस की जैस्मिन परमार से राब्ता करें। रीफाइनेंसिंग ऑप्शंस, रिन्यूअल ऑप्शंस, मॉर्गेज डिफिकल्टीज, डाउन पेमेंट इश्यूज, सेल्फ एम्प्लॉयड, प्राइवेट फंड्स, सेकंड मॉर्गेज के लिए कॉन्टेक्ट करें मोस्ट ट्रस्टवर्दी जैस्मिन परमार से। नंबर टू कॉल 6479235659 6479235659। लाइसेंस नंबर 10530।
आप अगर ट्रक ड्राइवर हैं या स्मॉल बिजनेस ओनर, डॉक्टर हैं, डेंटिस्ट हैं, आईटी कॉन्ट्रैक्टर या आप उबर ड्राइवर, किसी भी किस्म की टैक्स सर्विसेज के लिए अली सैयद सीपीए पूरे जीटीए में सर्विस देते हैं, खुसूसन मिसिसागा, ब्रैम्पटन, मिल्टन। आज ही कॉल कीजिए 6477861216 6477861216।
कोविड 19 फैलने से रोके, ये जानलेवा हो सकता है। सावधानी बरते, जिंदगी बचाए। कोविड 19 को फैलने से रोकने के लिए हम सभी को मिलकर काम करने की आवश्यकता है। घर पर रहकर सबसे असुरक्षित लोगों से खुद को बचाएं। घर पर रहना हमारे परिवार, दोस्तों और पड़ोसियों को सुरक्षित रखने में मदद करेगा। अपनी जिम्मेदारी निभाएं, घर पर रहें। जानकारी के लिए ontario.ca/coronavirus पर जाएं। ऑन्टेरियो सरकार द्वारा भुगतान किया गया।
सर्द गुंबद वाले मंजूर दुआ करना, जब वक्त नज़ा आए दीदार अता करना। सर्द गुंबद वाले समा जाना, याद پردنشین دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا
یہ ہے ساز آواز براڈ کاسٹنگ سروس 24/7 اور آپ سن رہے ہیں رمضان المبارک کی خصوصی نشریات ٹورانٹو اور اس کے گرد و نواح میں. آج افطار کا وقت 8:18 پر ہے. فقہ جعفریہ کے مطابق 8:36 پر ہے. آپ اپنے مقامی وقت کے مطابق افطار کیجیے.
زلفا والا دکھی دلا دا سہارا کالیا زلفا والا دکھی دلا دا سہارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا دسا کی میں مصطفیٰ دی کیڈی سونی شان ہے دسا کی میں مصطفیٰ دی کیڈی سونی شان ہے آپ دی تعریف وچ سارا قرآن ہے آپ دی تعریف وچ سارا قرآن ہے پڑھ کے تو جیڑا مرض سی پارا پڑھ کے تو جیڑا مرض سی پارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لج پال دا لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آوا کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودھویں دا چڑھ تے عرش دا تارا چودھویں دا چڑھ تے عرش دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالو پیارا کر کے دعا سوڑا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سوڑا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چن توڑتا تے آپے چن جوڑتا آپے چن توڑتا تے آپے چن جوڑتا بگڑی بنا دے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بنا دے میرے نبی دا اشارہ قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا دین دین گواہی ذرے ذرے کو ہی تور دے دین دین گواہی ذرے ذرے کو ہی تور دے ویکھ لے نصیبا والے جلوے حضور دے ویکھ لے نصیبا والے جلوے حضور دے آمنا دا چڑھ تے حلیمہ دا دلارا آمنا دا چڑھ تے حلیمہ دا دلارا قسم خدا دی مینوں سب نالوں پیارا کالیاں زلفاں والا دکھی